What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Mindbender Podcast. I want to start this episode with saying I'm sorry, y'all. It's been quite a hectic about week, 2 weeks. Been very, very busy. I finally squared away some time to get in here and talk to you guys. Today's episode is going to be... There's something weighing real heavy in my thoughts that I feel I need to talk about. And I don't know how great of an episode this is going to come out to be, but I want to get it out. And I hope you guys can sit and listen to it and enjoy it. So, yesterday or Monday, news came out of boxer Maxim Dadashev passing. And it's real sick. This is like weighing on me real significantly because I wasn't close to him, but or anything like that. But I'm a very big fan of combat sports. And this man was in a boxing match Friday night, and he was in a very tough fight. It was his first loss. He was coming up. He was 13-0. He was coming up. He was just climbing. He was young. He was growing, and you know, he had some pop. But this just, it wasn't his night. And when it comes to boxing, fighting, any given night, anything can happen. And this is just one of those nights. It just was not his night. And in the 11th round, his trainer had to tell him in his corner, like, you're taking too much damage. I need to stop this fight. I have to stop it. And he calls it, and he told them, like, I know they're going to probably be upset, but I just saw the way he was getting hit. He wasn't reacting well in the corner. And he said, I'd rather them be mad at me for a couple days than hate me for the rest of his life. Because he was watching what was happening in the ring, and it wasn't going well. And so over the weekend, Maxim had some brain swelling. They performed surgery. And he was in a coma, and then he passed. And it's always a tough blow to the sport. It's always a tough blow. But I just don't. The reason I need to talk about this is because there's not enough respect in the sport from the fans to the fighters. Like, it's insane the things that people say to the fighters online. And I just really think it needs to be relevant to more people that what these men and women put themselves through on those nights. When they leave a piece of themselves in that ring or cage. It's just that the sport is something beautiful. The sport of boxing, the sport of MMA, it's something beautiful. It's a sport I've come to love. It's grown on me so much. And when a fighter passes from in the ring activity, it's always a tough one. And it's something that's happened in boxing before. And it's just... And I don't think boxing should be stopped or anything like that. It's just, I wish there was, I just wish there was a way. It makes me cross over into the thought of MMA of, I wish coaches could find a way of throwing that towel. like you could in boxing, they found a way where it's you don't look down on, you don't look frowned upon. Like when you when your corner has to throw the towel in because you're getting beat up so bad, like why not just live to fight another day? And in MMA, it's something that's frowned upon so much. Like, how much damage do you want to see to get taken in there? Like, if you guys want to look up Raquel Pennington versus Amanda Nunes. Amanda Nunes is the women's bantamweight and featherweight champion of the world. She's an animal. She's an animal, okay? She goes hard in paint. She goes hard. And when they fought, it was not Raquel's night. It was not. Raquel told her corner she couldn't do it anymore. She didn't have anything left. And her corner made her get back out there and to get beat up even more. I just want to get it out there to as many people that hear it that I just wish there was, it wasn't frowned upon so much. And I wish people weren't so negative towards the sport and the fighters. The fighters do so much. They put themselves through so much for to be in that cage for us. For our enjoyment, our entertainment. And I just think there needs to be more respect towards the sport of boxing and MMA. And if you're not into the sport, start taking your baby steps, man. Start taking those baby steps. Get on the train. Get on the train now. Because trust me, it'll grow on you as much as it's grown on me. I can guarantee that. And today's episode is going to be dedicated to Maxime. You know, condolences to his family, his coaches. Oh man, it's always a tough one. It's always a tough one on the sport, you know. But I want to move on from that, and I want to kind of segue. I want to segue into I don't want it to get sound so a little preachy, but I just wanted to segue into a little bit more positivity with everybody. Like, I feel people as a whole are not very positive. And I just think we need to trend more. I mean, I see what's going on in the news. I see people, there's just so much hate going on right now with this whole Trump shit going on with, you know, him telling the females to go back to where they came from. Oh, the female congresswoman, I'm sorry. I'm a little stoned, guys. I apologize. I read that and now there's so much hate brute. Like, oh, dude, there are some dumb and mean, really dark people out there. Don't let those people bring you to that side. Just keep that smile. Keep on pushing. Let's keep on keeping on, man. Because at the end of the day, our time is short. Our time is real short. And you want to take advantage of that. You want to take advantage of being happy every day. You want to take advantage of feeling that positive energy, those positive vibes. Because, you know, not a lot of people get that themselves. Not a lot of people, you know, there's people with mental illnesses out there that they wake up and they just feel very, very down. And I just feel as a whole, if we can put out more positive energy and more positive vibes, like, it can do so much for so many people. And I'm not at all trying to say healing or anything like that, but the effects of, like, what happens when you're happy and you're positive all the time, when you give somebody a smile instead of, like, that weird, like, scowl or whatever, like, you get a smile back, like, it feels nice, it feels good. And I think if we took the time out of our day just to say hi, to go out of our way for little things, instead of just being so cold to everybody, instead of just turning your shoulder to everybody. I understand that there's certain people that did that to themselves, that put themselves in that spot, that they don't deserve. I don't want to say they don't deserve. I understand burned bridges. I just don't think you need to go out of your way to be negative towards those people. Those people, it takes, I have a friend of mine, let me put it this way. I have a friend of mine recently, his name is Miko. He came to me, he didn't come to me, we're watching the fights. And we're talking about, I was discussing, you know, a recent person in my life where I had a bridge of mine I had to burn. And, you know, I'll be honest with you guys, I was getting a little worked up. You know, I was getting a little worked up. And he said something, he looked at me, and he said something to me that made a lot, you know, to me, it kind of hit home. He goes, "Garrett, why are you letting your heart rate get up so much, huh? Why, since, what's it worth, like, is it really worth it to you? Is it really gonna, you know, is it really gonna bug you that much? Or it's just gonna really raise your heart rate up to, like, over 100 beats per second, and you're gonna be just, you know?" And that's a good point. There's no, when you decide to burn that bridge, and you're still tossing negative energy, you're still tossing rotten apples to the other island still, and you're just trying to beam the other island with your fucking rotten apples, all that's gonna happen is you're gonna throw your fucking arm out. Eventually, you're gonna throw your arm out, and until you run out of, by the time you run, before you can fucking run out of apples. And then what good does that do you? It's like, you put out those positive energy, and then when there's those bridges you burn, you just let it go. You let that shit go. Don't hold on to that shit. And don't put negative energy on it either. Just literally let it just float away. It doesn't exist anymore. Because when you put out, like I said, you're just going to hurt yourself. And you're just putting more bullshit energy over there. And it's going to tire you out. Don't do that. It's not worth it. When you decide to do that, when you decide to make that choice to burn that bridge, that's your choice of stepping forward as a person. You are now writing a new chapter. It's not like another. You're moving on. And you do that with time, and you learn to put them that positive energy in yourself and grow, and you just keep moving forward, and you keep taking steps forward. and you put more positive energy out there, and you put more positive energy. And when you see somebody smile, say hi. And you never know whose day you can make. There's no need to be an asshole all the time. No need for it. Nobody likes an asshole. Nobody wants to be around an asshole all the time. That's just lame. It's played out. Don't do it. And just, you know, watch your circle around you. Just watch what people are doing, you know? Like, people are always going to be helping you, or they're not. That's really dumb and doesn't make any motherfucking sense. I am sorry. Here. My buddy Patrick that did the last episode with me, he said something the other day. He said it on his, he had posted on his Instagram life can be a lot like basketball. Keep score, pay attention to who's feeding you assists, help you rebound, or trying to block your shot. And that makes that, because everybody on your side, on your team, that's on your team, should be helping you, trying to help you score. You should all be trying to help each other push forward. You should never be trying to pull someone back on your, that's on your team. You should always be trying to uplift the people around you. Because if you have somebody around you and you're trying to hold them down, like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, why? If you're holding somebody down, what is that to you as a person? You gain nothing from that. Everybody on your squad, everybody on your team, you should all be trying to grow together. You should all be trying to learn, grow, uplift each other as a team. Those motherfuckers that are trying to come in and block your shots, get them the fuck off your team. Don't play that shit. Everybody knows, I think, like, that hopefully that's almost like day one. Like, I feel like everybody should keep the right people around them, because when you have the right circle around you, it is, man, it can be some motivating shit. Some motivating shit to keep pressing forward. Because I tell you what, everybody on my team is trying to grow. Everybody's trying to make steps forward. They're all making better steps every day to grow themselves. And let me tell you something, that's what I'm doing as well. I work hard every motherfucking day. Because at the end of the day, I determine my self-worth. And that's what's important to me. And I hope you guys can understand that too. You determine your self-worth. You do. Not fucking the internet. Not other fucking people. Not your fucking friends. You determine your self-worth. Don't let this social media clout bullshit get in your fucking head. Because people get fucking lost in that shit. Don't get fucking lost in that. Like the last episode, don't get lost in your own fucking sauce. Because that is fucking lame. Everybody need, like, I want the best for everyone. And I hope you guys can leave with today understanding with what I was trying to get at. I know it was a long, like, I know I bounced around a lot and I know I kind of covered a lot, but I kind of hope you guys can get the gist of what's kind of going on in my head. I want to be coming at you guys with more episodes. I want to be dropping more content for you guys. Just getting lost in my own thoughts here. I'm going to come with another episode soon here for you guys. I kind of want to follow up here. I feel there's still some things that left unsaid that I'm just getting just so... I'm just bambling on, rambling on. I just hope you guys can push forward with positive energy, with a positive attitude. I want you guys to keep the right team around you. Don't let nobody block your fucking shot. And you determine your own self-worth. I love y'all. Thank you for the support. It's been a great motherfucking episode. Peace.